welcome to my first ever episode on the Sports Kid Podcast. I know how excited you are. I am excited too. Now, let's get into this. Yes, so today I am going to be giving my own power rankings for the year, okay? Then power rankings right now, okay? So, let's start with number 32. The worst team in the whole NFL. Probably the worst team for the whole year. They might go 0-16. It is the New York Jets. I do not know why I just said it like that. The Jets, not so good. First of all, you don't even need all of your fingers on one hand to count how many yards the Jets are having in the second half. Okay, then, next, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, then, the Jaguars have a meh offense, but their defense don't even get me started, okay? Okay, now, going to number 30, we have the Dallas Cowboys. Would have been better if both of your QBs did not get knocked out. Next, we have number 29, one of my favorite teams in the whole league, is my favorite. There is no other close second. It is the New York Football Giants. Okay, then. If I could skip over this, I would. But Evan Ingram, just please do not drop the ball. We are the worst team in the worst division. Let's get it together, Giants. But hey, look, at least we won one game at the time of this recording. So happy. Next we have the Houston Texans. They have had one of the biggest downfalls I've ever seen. Last year they were in the playoffs. This year they're probably not going to be the top one of the top 20 teams in the whole NFL. Do you think firing Bill O'Brien was a good move? I do not know. It probably was a good move. It's just, do not make somebody your head coach and your GM. But that's basically it. Okay, then the Minnesota Vikings really also a huge fall off. In 2017, they were one game away from being in the Super Bowl. Hear me that? The Super Bowl! Now the 27 in the power rankings in 2020. Not that good of the year. Now they have three, but they do have, but at the time of this recording, they have three straight NFC North games starting Sunday in Green Bay. Okay. Next we have number 26, the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, so Todd Gurley, I mean, he's not doing that good. I mean, there's not that much that I can really say about the Falcons. All I can say is that they've had better years. Why is every single team falling off? I mean, I get that Houston Texans, they fired Bill O'Brien, which was a good move. And they also traded away DeAndre Hopkins, but like, I just don't get it. Next, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay, then the Bengals, they're actually doing way better than you think. Than I would think, judging from last year. But yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals are doing a bit good. Right now, Joe Burrow is just getting his feet wet. He is going to start playing good, I think. Now the Washington football team is next. All I can say is, they're the Washington football team, and they've actually done a bit better. They're number 24. That is way better than last year. But then we have the New England Patriots. Okay, then the Pats, Newton had a promising start, has fizzled because he is not throw the ball. Next, we have the Denver Broncos. Okay, then. The Denver Broncos ran 76 plays and accumulated 411 total yards on an offense, but only scored 16 points against the Chiefs. That is hard to do. I mean, seriously. Next, we have the Philadelphia Eagles. Wait, hold on. We're at number 21, and already the whole NFC East has been on this list. I do not know if that is bad or straight up horrible. Next, we have the Carolina Panthers. But actually, they're not that bad. I mean, Chris McCaffrey did get injured, but Mike Davis has been playing all right, and Teddy Bridgewater has been a huge surprise this year. I was thinking about putting them a bit higher, but then I said no. Next, we have the Los Angeles Chargers. Yes, now the Los Angeles Chargers, really like them. I love Justin Herbert for the future. I think that Justin Herbert is going to be the next franchise QB. Quote me on that. No, like, do not quote me on that. I might be wrong. It's football. You do not know what's going to happen. Now we have the Detroit Lions. I mean, seriously, if Gurley did not score that accidental touchdown, was it accidental with quotes? I do not know. Hey, look. He says it was a pretty... I do not know if it was accidental or not, actually. But yeah, number 18, the Detroit Lions really are getting good. I like Swift. I mean... Yeah, now we have the Miami Dolphins. Probably the biggest comeback. There has been lots of come downs, if that's a word, and comebacks. The Miami Dolphins is one. And, Tua, I think, is gonna be good. I'm just saying. Okay, next we have the Las Vegas Raiders, my favorite stadium in all of football. Okay, then, I don't think that was good to mention. But, yeah, they just, need some work. Next, we have the, now we are into the top 15, okay? Number 15, the Chicago Bears. This week, they kind of dropped. Last week, before I did this podcast, they were seven, okay? Next, we have the one, the only, the best team in the whole league, the Antonio Browns at number 14. The Antonio Browns have had the biggest come... I do not know, okay? It's just like, but they won every other game, which is really good, really like the Browns this year. Now the top 13 is like in the playoffs, good, might have a chance at getting into the divisional round. Okay. Now I have the Buffalo Bills. Now the Bills can come from behind from 10. I feel like they are a top rated team. Really think that they will win. They have a chance of winning this whole thing. No, they don't. But like divisional round. I mean. Next we have the New Orleans Saints. The Saints. Panthers was a sneaky good game, and the Saints and the Saints managed to hold on at home despite of a good performance by Teddy Bridgewater, and I just think that New Orleans is gonna be good. Now the Arizona Cardinals, big comeback, really like them. I love Kyler Murray this year. Kirk, And Hopkins, really think that they have a contention to win this whole thing. Now we have the top 10, the big boys, the people that have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. Okay, for our first team, we have the Los Angeles Rams. That's right, the Los Angeles Rams. Not so good logo, but a great team. Really think that they might. That they might have a chance to make it to the divisional round. The San Francisco 49ers. Okay, I know last year they were in the Super Bowl, after two bad losses, the Eagles and Dolphins, they bounced back with a win over the Rams and Patriots. So yeah, they're kind of, you know, mixed, but really good. Next, at number 8, we have the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts had the week off, but now it's sort of brutal 5-week stretch. Lions, Ravens, Titans, Packers, and Titans. Next, we have the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Seattle Seahawks, in my opinion, actually, we are going to put them a bit higher, okay? Actually, no, we're just going to keep them at number 7, the Seattle Seahawks. I love Russell Wilson, I love DK Metcalf, I love Chris Carson, and I love this team probably have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. I know, number 7 power rankings, I don't care. They have a chance of winning. The Titans, the Tennessee Titans. Really think that they are going to do good. They're going to come from behind, kicking problem, who cares? Next, we have the Green Bay Packers at number 5. Top 5. Okay, next, now the Green Bay Packers, after a bad week in Tampa, they rebounded with an easy win over the Texans. And, you know, Devontae Adams will catch balls. Aaron Jones will run for fantasy points. Next, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, so now, suddenly, they're starting to look not too overhyped like the Browns, okay? And now, number 3 is the Baltimore Ravens. And after the bye week, they host the Steelers, which it's probably the best division in all of football just because of the Ravens and the Steelers. Number 2, I'm gonna put the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I know they won the Super Bowl last year, but I'm gonna give number 1 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love Chase Claypool. The defense is unstoppable. The Giants scored a few touchdowns up against them. And, the Pittsburgh Steelers are number 1. Yes, that will sadly conclude our podcast. I know, you want to watch more. But at the time of this podcast, there will be another podcast in a little bit. I mean, like, probably an hour or so. If you enjoyed it, you can keep watching more. Hopefully you like this podcast. If you did, I mean, I'm kind of new to this app, what you do, but if you like this, thank you and goodbye.